بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Fahad Al-Bin'ali, co-founder of Iqra Network, and we're excited today to resume our popular series, Iqra Interviews. The interview today will be streamed here on Facebook, and after our session today, you can download it from our podcast, whether through the Apple Music, Apple Store. We have it also on different podcast channels that you might be subscribed to. Today, mashallah, we have a very, very special session and a very timely session. We're talking to Brother Zuhair Giraj, a clinical psycho-hypnotherapist and counselor of and founder also of Afia Healing. For those who don't know, the word Afia means good health in Arabic, having good health. And subhanAllah, good health extends from Allah Azza wa Jal. So today we're going to have a very interesting discussion with Brother Zuhair. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we as Muslims should always connect back to Allah and connect to, really in many ways, holistic medicine and not just rely on modern medicine achieve this healing, this universal healing, inshallah, that we're looking for as an ummah, as well as in individuals. Brother Zuhair, after years of life coaching and being an NLP practitioner, he realized one very important thing, that it's important to create awareness about alternative healing methods for communities, but really from an Islamic perspective, which is incredibly important. So for the last 10 years, Brother Zuhair conducted really life-transforming sessions in many, many different places, workshops, and one-on-one sessions as well, I believe, and seminars on various disciplines of healing. How can we take control of our health, our mental health, our well-being, etc.? He has successfully, mashallah, taught that to hundreds of individuals, maybe thousands of individuals, the art of afia, energy and emotional healing across the UK and globally with the power of the internet. And mashallah, he's starting a new series of sessions, workshops. And I really encourage everyone who's watching us today to take advantage of that. And inshallah, he's going to give us more information about the upcoming workshops. So feel free also on Facebook, if you have any questions, go ahead and type them on Facebook. We're going to have at the end of this session, a Q&A, quick Q&A, and inshallah, Brother Zuhair will respond to those. Brother Zuhair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Jazakumullah khair for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here, alhamdulillah.
Okay. Today I want to get started with a very simple and a question that I think everyone is asking. What is the easiest way for us to understand what's Afia Healing? What's Afia Healing all about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدنا علما وارزقنا فهما واجعلنا من الراشدين. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity to be able to gather, especially after the blessed month of Ramadan. And inshallah, I think most people are looking to find their feet again in life, and especially with all the atrocities that are happening around the world and the complete confusion and utter chaos that's everywhere. We have not found ourselves where we would have liked to have been after Ramadan. So for a lot of people, they've utilized global chaos to justify why they're not in the right frame of mind. And alhamdulillah, I think it's so necessary and it's pertinent at this point in time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these tests. Why? Because it really starts to liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsan wa amala, because he's going to test us of how we respond as opposed to how we react. And so it's so important at this point in time that we turn back, we come back home, and our home is our heart. And Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Don't come back to me except with a sound heart. But the problem that we find ourselves in globally as an ummah is that we are restless. Our hearts are not at peace. They are not at ease. They are any little noise, sound, something happens and we are in a state of anxiety and we are, you know, perplexed. And what do we need to do? We need to find our way back home. We need to find our way back into ourselves. Anxiety is anything that we do not know about. If we know that a future outcome is unpredictable, it builds up anxiety. But the beautiful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, and what we all aspire to be, is awliya Allah. We want to be the friends of Allah. And Allah gives us a beautiful equation in the Quran. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. If you, or the friends of Allah, Allah gives their sifat, He gives their description. La khawfun alayhim. That there is no fear in them. And wa la hum yahzanun, and they do not grieve. Okay, Ya Allah, who are these people? Where is fear and where is grief? And so we know and we can see that fear is fear of the future. And the grief is that what has happened in the past.
Yep.
Again, the ishara, the indication here is awliya Allah are people who live in the present moment. What can I do now? I have no control of tomorrow. I have no control of my past. What are the decisions I can take today? And from this idea, from this whole, you know, perspective, what I've wanted and desired for is for people to become awake to this principle. You know, there's a phrase, Ibnul Waqt, you know, son of time. You know, the time is now. Because wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. By time, everyone is in loss.
Yeah.
But except for the four conditions. Amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasul haqq wa tawasul sabr. And those all reside within the heart. And so this is something that afia, now like you said, mashallah, that afia is health and well-being. For me, it's deeper, holistic well-being. When the Prophet ﷺ is asked, Ya Rasulullah, give me a dua, he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afia. Oh Allah, I ask of you afia. Ya Rasulullah, but this is a short dua. But this dua has everything.
Yeah.
Fiddini wa dunya wa al-akhirah. In your deen, in your dunya, and in your akhirah. And that in itself will just completely create the full package that you need. And this is where it differentiates between when we want to go to the physician. My neck hurts, my back hurts, my knee hurts. So they look at that for you. And then the limit is over. Then you'll say, no, but it's still hurting. Okay, now they send you for a scan. You go for a scan, now I'm feeling depressed. Now they send you to someone else. And so you get thrown around from pillar to post. And your symptoms keep increasing and your tablets keep increasing and everything else keeps getting worse. With afia, my intention is...
Your bills keep increasing as well.
Yeah, because it's everything is in proportion. So what we want with al-afia is when you come to an afia practitioner, that we are able to deal with you at a physical and emotional level to a depth that inshallah, if you were to set yourself physically right and mentally correct, then automatically that healing will take place within. Because ultimately we are facilitators. Allah is Shafi. The healing only comes from Allah. So when you present yourself physically and emotionally in front of Allah, the spiritual help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says He does not change a people until they change themselves. So which means that we have to show up as well. We have to show up halfway. We have to take that step. And then that spiritual icing on the cake is completed for that. And this is where, subhanAllah, people need to just be aware. Once we become aware, then we can take the right steps in the right direction, inshallah.
Mashallah, very inspiring words. So tell me a little bit, Brother Zuhair, about how did you start, really? Well, was it a practice in Birmingham? I know you're in the UK. Did you transition recently to online, or what happened with the pandemic? How did you kind of, what's your approach? What has it been?
My background is in accounts and management. I studied that at university. I worked for, you know, the big companies in London, And after that, you know, I got bored because what I saw was in those high profile companies, they would send us on these courses for self-development and, you know, time management and to increase your management skills. And after every session that I went to, I would go up to the trainer and say to them, you know what? Everything that you have told us, I've already seen it in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they didn't like this because they thought they were at the cutting edge of human development and personal development. But our Sunnah is so enriched with perfecting mankind that we as Muslims have rejected. So for me, it was, why are we going to these people to tell them, for allowing them to tell us what our deen is? So that's where my journey really began. To say that our deen is full of riches. It is full of spirituality.
And I echo what you're saying, really. I remember being in a meeting recently where someone was talking about time management, and he brought the verse فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى, when Fir'aun is asking Sayyidina Musa, قَالَ عِلْمُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى, that and he was saying, referring to this verse, about importance of taking notes. In order not to forget and not to kind of go astray. SubhanAllah, Quran is all encompassing. The seerah is all encompassing, even about taking notes.
Absolutely.
What would, let me ask another question here. So there's a lot of audience listening to us right now on Facebook. And my question to you is, who is a good candidate for Afia healing? Who is the typical candidate? Who can benefit from your services? Is it everyone, or is there specifically a particular group, or is it, should Afia healing be part of our daily sort of routine, or is it something specific to certain ailments, certain diseases?
My youngest candidate for the workshop has been 9 years old.
MashaAllah.
And the oldest has been 90 years old. So somewhere
Mashallah.
in between is okay. So we have from students to university graduates to trainees to housewives to single parents to divorcees to widowers through doctors, literally every person in the medical field, from the pharmacist, dentist, lecturers to intensive care specialists, everyone. Psychiatrists, psychologists, pharmacists, everyone has, I've seen everyone under the banner
Even
attending the
physicians,
workshop.
right?
Hey?
Even physicians.
Yeah, mashallah, we have endless testimonials just of physicians alone.
MashaAllah,
Because
MashaAllah.
you see what happens with physicians, we call them doctors here, is that they feel frustrated within their role that they can only take a person so far. Because beyond a certain point, they can't say anything else to their patients. Then they say, well, just take 3 months' supply of drugs and carry on. But when we receive that client for us, we are clients because we're not doctors, then for us we say, okay, if the symptom is recurring over and over again, anytime there is a symptom, the body is giving you a message that something is not right. Can you please sort it out? If you are not listening to that message, the body is going to amplify it a little bit more and amplify it a bit more. And so you go back to the same GP and you say, it's hurting me more. It's hurting me a bit more. And they are only increasing the dose, telling the body to shut up. But that's not what the body wants. The body simply wants acknowledgement. Why is it that you have irritable bowel syndrome? Why is it that you've got pain in the knees? Why is it that you've got a neck issue? Why is it you have a frozen shoulder? All of these things have got an emotional root cause. Okay, so the physical pain is only the tip of the iceberg.
So I've heard that a lot, and I'd like you to elaborate on that point specifically. There is a connection, and I think even within the medical community, they believe that there is a connection between the emotional state and the physical state, the physical well-being of an individual. Yet, there isn't a lot of, in modern medicine at least, there isn't a lot of work that kind of empowers that aspect, that emotional aspect, or sufficiently. So give me a few examples of how diseases are connected to our emotions, and what is a how should what is emotional well-being in your opinion?
Okay, so we know very well that the days that you are happy, what happens to your outlook of life? Okay, everything, there's a smile on your face like now. When you are smiling, your body feels lighter, you feel looser. Okay, you are more presentable to your family, you are more presentable to your colleagues, and everything seems to be just fine. You know, even though you don't have the best car or the best house, but today, alhamdulillah, it's okay. But you can have the best car and have the best health, but your mood is not right. There is anger in there. There is hatred in there. There is frustration in there. There's, you know, some form of, you know, negativity within you. Now everything around you starts to collapse. You will shout at your family. You will shout at your colleagues. You will just be miserable everywhere you go. This is the impact that your mind is having upon you, the body, which in turn is reflecting upon your environment. Now, in the same way, when we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continuously kept saying, your anger, your anger, your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What does anger do? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, anger is from shaitan and shaitan is from the fire.
Mm-hmm.
There is heat that builds up in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And subhanAllah, now with scientific studies, okay, and from old Chinese medicine,
mm-hmm.
and from Buddhism and everywhere else, every civilization that has studied the body have all concluded the same thing, that anger, the heat of the anger eats the body up.
Mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
condition that ends in the word itis, arthritis, tinnitus, colitis, itis literally means inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that inflammation is directly linked to inflamed emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why is it that you have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome? Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't know what it is. They know that it's something within the digestive system that is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Either there's gas, there is bloating, there's vomiting, there is acidity, there's all of these. There's about 40 different categories within the umbrella of IBS. But emotionally, when we look at it, subhanAllah, IBS is connected to not being able to digest what is happening in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are seeing
that's the root cause. The root cause. The
root cause is there is dhulm happening around you, and you cannot fathom, like you've been told that this is how life should be, but these people are living life differently and you cannot digest it. Similarly, with femininity, when a woman's femininity is compromised, then the whole reproductive system of a woman is thrown out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When there is arthritis, like I said, this is inflamed emotions. It gets you in your joints so that it stops you in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
We get fibromyalgia, same thing, giving up on life. Diabetes, losing the sweetness of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and subhanAllah, everything is connected. Everything is connected. So your body simply is like a chart that just shows you problem, 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 problem. And for you to be able to now read what that problem is and then provide a solution to that. By taking a tablet, and this is another common one that happens a lot with women, is urinary tract infections.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you take antibiotics and then they say it's gone. But then it comes back, but it's worse. So you take it again, but it comes back. And the underlying root cause of it is anger, unresolved anger that you are trying to flush out of the body. But because it is not physical, the body cannot flush it out, but it's trying to. And in doing so, it irritates the lining of the urethra there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's connected because anger sits on the liver and on the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
until that is not resolved, you can take as many antibiotics as you want. It will keep coming back. Why does it come back? To show you, please, you know, last time you shut me up, now I'm trying again.
Yeah.
So you have to suffer again. And then you shut it down again with stronger antibiotics. But now not only are you hiding the symptom, but these more and more powerful drugs are destroying the gut bacteria within your intestines. Now that is having a secondary effect. So now you're not just fighting one problem, you're fighting the main problem and every other problem you've created along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we want to really create awareness about, is that every physical symptom that you have, has got an underlying emotional root cause.
Yes. And that makes absolute sense to me. I want to say today we're meeting with Brother Zuhair. Brother Zuhair, again, is the founder of Afia Healing. If you joined, we're going to have a Q&A at the end. Also, we're going to be talking shortly about his workshop. Brother Zuhair, it seems that emotional healing and Afia healing requires a continuous being part of our daily sort of practices, daily habits, really, an integral part. It can't be just a response to an ailment. It should be something that grows within me. Is that something that you think is missing in our communities, our Muslim communities? Is that something that you and your organization help with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, look, we as an ummah have lacked discipline. Okay, now as Muslims, we need to show up 5 times a day. We need to have a level of tahara. We need to have a level of routine in our lives. And this is something that the deen actually gives us. But when you detach yourself away from your core principles, then this is where the imbalance happens. When the imbalance kicks in, now we start to see that there are these massive voids within our life. And that's what we want people to come back to. And this is one of the things is, look, people come to learn about healing from me. But generally, alhamdulillah, what tends to happen is they learn more of the deen in the process than they do about healing. Because ultimately, when you reconnect yourself back to Allah, then the faith in itself heals you quicker than your efforts alone. And so the basics of, you know, Afia healing is, you know, to be in a positive state of mind, to be in a way that you're smiling. You know, one of the exercises we have is smile, it's sunnah. Smile for 30 seconds through the day for 30 days. Mm-hmm. Automatically your depression is going to fly away.
Inshallah.
Okay, just smile 30 seconds, right? And do this after every salah. Just smile. Look silly for a while, but it's fine. These muscles will hurt because you haven't smiled in a long time. But
so I have to intentionally, basically what you're telling me, we have to intentionally work on these different practices.
Has to be done. And then from that, what is very important is the protection du'as of the morning and the evening.
Yes.
Okay, after Fajr, do your Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, last three calls, blow over, protect yourself. Okay, evening, you don't do the same. It is so important because every sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has been placed in the perfect point in our day to uplift and safeguard ourselves at a physical level, emotional level, spiritual level. And when you neglect that, you're neglecting yourself.
A lot of ideas in my head that really the attitude and the niyyah also of a person when they're doing this dua, when how much they feel that Allah is in control of all things and that He can change anything in a second, it plays a big, big, big factor. I always remember me and my wife, she does the dua, I do the dua, her dua gets answered, mine doesn't. I feel that hers is getting answered. I ask her, why is that happening? Tell me that, because, you know, I feel that Allah's going to do it for me, subhanAllah. So the attitude is a major player here. Mm. Brother Zuhair, I've heard you're doing a workshop. Can you walk me through a kind of quickly what a typical session? Is it kind of is there a specific structure to the sessions in your workshops, or is it different? What would be the structure of the workshop that you would that you're coming up with?
Well, okay. Generally, as a summary, what I think you're referring to here is the upcoming 2-day workshop in which I teach about energy healing on day one, emotional healing on day two. Energy healing is extremely important because, as you know, within our body, the way the blood flows around our veins, we also have an energetic flow in our body. And so that energy actually is what keeps our body, you know, healthy, or actually helps it to repair.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when you have aches and pains, you know, the muscle might have moved, the bone might be out of place. And simply by touching, because this is another sunnah that we have forgotten. Mm-hmm. And by touching, by physical contact sometimes, but again, alhamdulillah, with non-mahrams, there is no touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do a distant healing, again, by intention.
Yeah.
So day one, we teach you how to basically do the correct breathing, get the mindset so that we can start working with physical pain. And we work through the whole day, alhamdulillah. And because now, like you said before, I used to travel the world and teach in different places. Now, alhamdulillah, I sit in one place, the world comes to me via Zoom. So these are the blessings of Allah, right? And then with that, the second day we talk about emotions, because what happens is when a lot of the times people will come to us and say, I've had a bad back for 5 years, 10 years. The worst one I had was 19 years. I did a half an hour realignment. Okay. It took 15 minutes. And it was just the hip. And suddenly the hip clicked back into place. Okay. The pain is gone. And the pain never come back. So that is a physical pain. It was just misalignment. But sometimes in a similar situation, you do the healing, the pain goes away, they go home, the pain comes back. So every time the pain goes and then shows up somewhere else or comes back, you know that, okay, this is not physical, now it's emotional. And if the lower back is hurting, you know that there is financial restraints. If the upper back is hurting, it is responsibility. Okay, if it is shoulders, you are carrying the burden. So all of these things you start reading within your client. So with our clients, on the second day, we start to teach them how to read the signs, to make the connections, and then to be able to go through a few techniques to help people deal with these issues. So the 2 days are dual purpose. One is use the skills that you are taught in 2 days to help yourself, but more importantly, help the people around you. Okay, my
Yeah,
example is
I
obviously.
attended one of your sessions, and mashallah, I had pain in my back, and
Okay.
through breathing and relaxing properly, it really kind of almost vanished at that point.
Alhamdulillah.
And
Alhamdulillah.
I started having a different also attitude towards kind of generally, making my du'a, all of that stuff. And alhamdulillah, I feel much, much more in control of my pains. Jazakallah khair for that.
Barakallah feek. Alhamdulillah. And this is the thing, right? Our people generally have this attitude or understanding or belief to say that healing is a complex process. I need to go to a specialist. I must pay so much money, and he has to give me the best medication under the most expensive equipment for me to get better. The reality is that Allah has put our shifa under our nose. Breathe in, breathe out, smile, and then see the body start to ease off.
Now, I totally believe in that. I totally believe in that. And I think we have been so attached to modern medicine now that we don't see any other alternative. For many people, they don't see any other alternative but modern medicine. But again, like you said earlier something which I really liked a lot, that there is a ceiling there that the physician cannot cross.
Not
He
allowed
cannot
to.
go beyond it. And Allah is limitless. And that's where us as a nation, we need to kind of connect more.
Absolutely.
They give me a little bit of information about the workshop. So it starts when? Is it tomorrow? You
No,
mentioned.
it'll start next weekend, inshallah, the 5th and 6th of June. And it's a full day. We start at 8 a.m. No, 8, almost 9 a.m. UK time. So for Americans, it's going to be early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock. You pray tahajjud and then you join us.
Mashallah.
And then we go through till about 6 p.m. Our time in the UK. So
Mashallah.
alhamdulillah, it's an intense day, but it's full of just like this. It's an exchange. It's not a lecture, but it's more about learning. Questions are coming in. Techniques are learned. There is a structure in place. And
Mashallah.
alhamdulillah, the amazing thing is by lunchtime on the first day, you can now walk out of your door or stay in the house and start working on people with pain.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Okay, in the first 3 hours, you've got enough knowledge to know what to do with someone that is talking about aches and pains. And so, subhanAllah, you ask yourself, how much are we spending running around from chiropractors to here, to there, to osteopaths, okay, for them to pull our legs and sit on our heads, but nothing is happening, right? So if you can just breathe and allow the body to move itself, this is the amazing thing. The body knows where to go. The body knows how to heal itself. What is lacking? It is lacking that energy. And that energy sometimes is blocked because of your mindset. If you've only got hurt and hate and frustration in your mind, the body has no time to heal. the moment you switch, the moment you calm down, the moment you just sort of say, it's okay, I let this go now, the body says, oh, good, finally, now let's fix ourselves.
And subhanAllah, what comes to mind, even in scientific studies in modern medicine, they recognize this placebo effect, that just by thinking you're getting a vaccine or something like that, it has an effect. So which kind of emphasizes that there is a mind-body connection that is very strong but lacking, really.
Everything is a placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything. Even the medicine is a placebo.
Yeah. Yep.
The vaccine is a placebo.
Yeah. Yep.
Why? Because your mind is saying, oh, this is going to help me. And this is what Iman is. This is what faith is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just have to connect it. And then, alhamdulillah, and you see, this is why also, like, for example, you know, in the current environment, there's a controversy about the vaccine.
Yeah.
50-50. You know, half are saying, give it to me, and others are going to say, it's going to kill me. The reality is, Allah knows better.
Yeah.
You are not going to live a moment longer. You're not going to die a moment before.
Yep.
Because your mouth has already been written.
Yep.
So mindset again plays a very important role.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And then that's why as we show up and we are able to allow that ability over our body to, you know, because the Prophet ﷺ said your heart is your mufti. Your heart is where, you know, it will guide you. But the heart has to be purified.
Yep.
The heart also has to have a level of taqwa and sincerity within it. And then we can move forward into the next phase.
Yeah.
Because here we are not talking about living longer. We are talking about living within the bounds of the Sharia and the Sunnah.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
So if I want to join your workshop, I'd like to try out a session. Is that a possibility? Do you offer kind of a trial session or something like that?
Buy before you buy.
There's a lot of things, but it just if I want to commit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want a little bit more of that. So
yeah. Get in touch.
Yeah.
Get in touch, and I'm happy. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we don't want people coming who are half-hearted.
Yeah,
we don't want people who are not sure. So what we want ultimately is, I want you to be sure.
Yeah.
Even the other day, there was a sister that messaged. She goes, you know, I want to do your course. I can't do it. But there is another sister more in need. I want to pay for her to come and do the course.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. But I said, ask her, does she want to do it? Or are you forcing her to do it? Right? Only if she is sure, then only I want her there. Because if she is not, if she's like... it's not going to happen, right? And there is no magic formula. There is no praying. You don't need to know your Fatiha. You don't need to know the Quran. You don't need to know anything because this is not to do with deen. Okay, we are just talking about healing. I'm going to just talk to you about breathing. I'm going to teach you some psychotherapy methods. I'm going to just show you how the body and the mind and the heart and the soul and the ruh are connected.
Yeah.
And then in that somewhere, by Allah's fadl, healing happens.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I think I really encourage everyone to get in touch with Brother Zuhair. It's a much, much needed service, and I've tried it myself, and it's fantastic, really. I have one last question, and then a few questions from the audience. Can you give us, like, two or three important tips for individuals who are listening to us today that they should really follow? I know it takes practice, it takes training probably to breathe, to do all sorts of things, maybe, I don't know, drink water, go for a walk, any that can help their emotional well-being improve. Is there any kind of three quick tips that you can give us that are important to incorporate in our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, look, like I think you've already listed them. Okay, the three are just there. Breathe, take walks in nature. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the third one I would say is come back to the deen.
Mm.
Okay, come back to the deen. Because Allah says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you running?
Okay.
You see, because we are so agitated, we have run in the opposite direction. And never ever feel that you have done so much wrong that there is no chance of coming back. Because Allah says, just say, wa atubu ilay, and I'm turning back to you. Astaghfirullah ya Rabb min kulli dhanb, and just turn back, wa atubu ilay. And when you turn, you are there. You're back in His presence. So don't feel hopeless. Don't feel helpless. Don't feel useless. Allah has blessed us. Allah has made you Ashraf al-Makhluqat. Okay, He has made you His Khalifa. He has made us from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an honor that we have not realized, an honor that we have not recognized, that even other prophets wanted to be in our position.
It's true. Yes. Yeah?
So let's learn to count our blessings. It's okay. As insan, Allah made us such so we will forget, that we will fall, that we will fall sin and sin and sin and sin. But Allah also says, I'm Ghafoor Rahim. Keep asking, I keep forgiving. This is another blessing. So why are you going to be helpless? Why are you going to feel hopeless? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned your life and my life in such a way that at the end it has to be successful. At every opportunity, Allah is opening up a door. Your forgiveness is here. Your forgiveness is here. Your forgiveness is here. It's like playing Mario Kart, right? Everywhere there's coins. You just have to pick them up.
SubhanAllah, Muslim can never lose like this,
you
right?
Can't lose. You can't lose. The only person that's losing is Shaitan convincing you that you're losing. As one of my teachers says, that you do not lose when you fall over. But the loser is the one who doesn't get up after he fell.
True, true.
So I don't care what happens to me, you know, in terms of my life and if I sin or I don't sin or whatever. But all I ask Allah is that before I die, I make one sincere tawbah. That's it.
Ameen. Ameen.
Innamal amalu bil khawatim.
True.
That at the last point, the correct words come out of my mouth. And that's it. And then job done. Why? Because the rest is, I leave it to Allah. I know myself. I know my weaknesses. You don't know me. You think, mashallah, mashallah. But it's no mashallah. I know me. Okay? I know my own challenges and my fights with the shaitan and my nafs and all this. I know this. But I know that my Allah is bigger than this.
True. And true, so mashallah. Very inspiring words, brother Zaid.
Ameen, ya Rab. No, but if it can give hope to one person, wallahi. If it can give hope to one person, then please, inshallah, don't lose hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. You know, when you have a merciful Allah and when you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, game over, mate.
Brother Zahir, this is beautiful words, but I want to emphasize one thing that you said, which is very important. We cannot omit our emotional well-being. This is so important. This is so key. And often, because of the distractions, because of the negative energy surrounding us, the media, we are kind of enveloped by all of that, all of those distractions. And those distractions bring us down. Those distractions harm us. And that's where we want to get back and kind of recalibrate our compass, our internal compass.
Yeah.
And that's so important. That's why the sessions that Brother Zuhair, Afia Healing, are doing are so critical, because that's kind of a recalibration to our internal compass, yeah, which is so important.
But look, you know, at the end of the day, what you say is correct, because we can be in a good state, but then externally we are affected. Now, next door to my house, they're doing some work on the house. Okay, they had to choose the weekend. 8 o'clock in the morning, pow, 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 right? Okay, why? But subhanAllah, I had the opportunity and the option of closing my window.
Mm-hmm.
So when I closed my window, the impact of the noise reduced significantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, switch this off.
Yes.
Switch it off. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm watching my, you know, comedies and cartoons and stuff on my wife is watching what is going on in part of the world where children are suffering. I'm mm-hmm. like, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You have seen once today. Now this is the 456th time you're watching something else that is depressing you further. When I'm telling you, I'm talking to you, you're just upset. Switch it off. Because what we have to recognize is nothing is happening without the will of Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا
بِاللَّهِ.
If not a raindrop falls without the knowledge of Allah, not a leaf falls without the knowledge of Allah, then what about the bomb that drops without the knowledge of Allah? How?
Yes.
Allah knows. Everything is planned. Everything. مَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. Huh? Wallahu khairul makirin. So I know if I watch this stuff all day long, what is going to happen to me? My emotional state is going to be messed up. I will become a keyboard warrior. I will start fighting online. I will start swearing at people. I will get myself in trouble, my community in trouble, and people in trouble. This is not what we're about. I know my capacity is this much. I see, I get upset, I cry, I make dua, and then I stop. And if we are all able to do this, this is what is extremely important, is to be able to manage our situation. You see, there's two types of people. One is they're just angry all the time. The other ones are the people who keep forwarding the fitna further and further. The best way to stop this is just to stop talking. Just do what you do. And that way it gives you time for yourself to recoup, which we don't get. And for most people, they've not rested.
This is an advice that I always tell my kids, that when you're upset, when you're, you don't have to talk too much now. Just wait, let it sit there, and then react after that. So I think it's a very good advice, mashallah. Brother Zuhair, we have some questions, and I'm going to start. We have three or four questions. So the first question from our Facebook audience: is there a treatment for infertility?
Yes, is a short answer.
Okay.
infertility happens for various reasons. Mm-hmm. Okay, medically they can test. And usually you see people have this stigma of infertility when they've been to the doctors and doctors can't give them an answer. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, what exactly bothering you with regards to infertility? Mm-hmm. Okay, or even in many times, a simple emotion in your mind of the fear of becoming pregnant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because maybe as a child, you saw your mother go through a very difficult pregnancy. So mm-hmm. subconsciously, it's affected you. Or you've seen your friend mm-hmm. almost die whilst giving birth. This also becomes a subconscious barrier. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time, your body responds in a way that it thinks is protecting you. Mm-hmm. And also then other emotions will come into it, okay, where your femininity is compromised, where you have certain self-negative beliefs about yourself, all sorts of issues will come in. And so when we identify what it is, we can, alhamdulillah, connect it to the right, you know, release. Because alhamdulillah, only in the last, I think since January, we've had two sisters that have gone through one of my workshops, which is the deep trauma. And alhamdulillah, straight after that, they recognized that they were holding on to unresolved anger and other issues, mm-hmm. and were able to, alhamdulillah, fall pregnant after that.
MashaAllah. So there is a link, there is a strong link between infertility and emotions, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You see, look, anything to do with PCOS, fibroids, uterine issues, fallopian tube issues, ovaries, all of that section is all connected to emotional overwhelm in that sense. Mm-hmm, so it's there, but again, it needs to be identified. We need to find what it is and then be able to make a close on that.
Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, with Sayyidina Zakaria, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is in control of who has kids, who doesn't have kids.
So absolutely,
approach it with the right mindset, inshallah. Nothing is impossible.
No.
Do you dedicate special sessions for that kind of healing or not?
Yeah, so that's the, like I said, that's the deep trauma release masterclass. So that's another session that is going to happen towards the end of June, inshallah. And inshallah. Again, all the information is on our website anyway. So inshallah. Different courses are there and then they can do that.
We're going to include all of that information in the Facebook post. Inshallah. So if anyone is interested, inshallah, all of the information will be there later after this, we conclude our session today. Okay, so can you talk more, this is another question, can you talk more about the type of breathing?
Yeah, so breathing, I think there are various different types of breath work. And I think if people go into like more of the yogic breaths and all that, it becomes very complicated. From my approach with Afia Healing, we want to keep it very simple. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my personal belief is that yoga is not permissible for Muslims. Mm-hmm. Okay, why? Because of the religious connection to Hinduism, but mm-hmm. also a lot of the postures that are in there are not very natural to human beings. And also they are replicating the postures of either Hindu gods or plants and animals and other creatures. Okay, so there is a lot of stuff in there that connects directly to Shayateen and Jinnat. Okay, so if people are into yoga, then, you know, make some toba and start shifting away, go and do Pilates. Pilates is similar stretches, but it's not connected in that same intention. Okay. So that's, yeah, so all those breath work will open up certain channels in your body. And that's what we need to understand, that even though we don't openly talk about it, but the human body does have chakras. Okay. And in Islamically, we call them latifas. Right. And then there's a science, there's a whole science behind it. But again, we talk about this more on the 2-day workshop, of how each point is connected to different parts of our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Now, within it, we also need to understand is that healing doesn't have to be difficult. So you can just take gentle, deep breaths from your nose, fill up your chest, and just breathe out. The other breath work also comes in the science of tajweed, okay, which Muslims are not connected to. So Allah says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So when you recite it in rhythmic, measured tones, then there is taking the breath. There is holding the breath. There's exerting the breath. Okay. And all of it is changing. And the composition of the Quran is such is that it helps to regulate the inner system, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So we need to,
MashaAllah, this is very insightful. This is very insightful thing that you said, Brother Zuhair, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the Quran as a shifa. SubhanAllah, even recitation of the Quran trains your body. It brings up this breathing, this regulated breathing. And you know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't do, and I think you just mentioned it now, is taking deep breaths. Just simply taking deep breaths. No one does it anymore. So very few people.
So the advice here is to all our viewers and listeners is start taking those deep breaths in Salah. Okay. And if you take deep breaths in your salah, one of the side effects of taking deep breaths is that khushu will come into you very quickly. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, breathe. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, breathe. Malik Yawmiddin, breathe. And if you pray your salah like this, it might take 10 minutes longer, but what you will taste from it will become something completely different.
Yeah, everyone wants to, today, Allahu Akbar, he wants to get down and leave.
Yeah.
Right? That's the problem.
The Imam hasn't said the last salam, and then there's just a cloud of dust, everyone's gone.
Yes. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This is very, very helpful. Okay, my last question. Does Afia healing include all disease like vitiligo? Disease that causes loss of skin color in patches?
Yeah. You know, subhanAllah, vitiligo, you know, this is where like you have these big white patches forming. Vitiligo, the emotional root cause of vitiligo is brutal separation, violent separation. So normally this happens when something has been taken away from you. Or you feel the loss of something, and that shock manifests on your body like this. So again, you see, at the end of the day, there is a universal understanding of how emotions connect with the body. Okay, it doesn't have to be Islamic per se. You just need to understand that this is how the body works. Okay, whether you take it from the Buddhists or the Greeks or the Jews or the whoever you take it from, universal understanding. Insan, this is fitra. Okay, the first level is fitra. After that is sharia. After that is sunnah. Okay, and after that is tariqah. So it becomes a whole system. But at the global level, because Allah says in the Quran, La in shakartum, la azidannakum. Now, this is not only for Muslims. Any human being who says thank you, there is a reward for that person. This is why they sell the book, The Secret, you know, 10 million copies, 17 million copies. Muslims are buying it. Oh, this is brilliant. Allah, you know, Allah gave us, He told us already.
Yes.
You're paying someone to tell you in English the same thing. Like, okay. But you see, this is our loss. Why? Because our scholars have not taken, extrapolated that and given it to the community.
Yes.
So may Allah take that service from us and give that information to our people so that we may rise as well, inshallah.
Amin, amin, amin. This was an incredibly insightful session today with Brother Zuhair from Afia, Zuhair Giraj, from Afia Healing. Brother Zuhair, his information is going to be in the post. His organization, mashallah, creates awareness about alternative healing methods for the community from an Islamic perspective. I highly recommend that you, if you didn't watch this session, share it with others. Make sure that everyone learns about it. It's so important to be connected to our kind of internal clock and to make this part of our daily lives. I'll add some information in the post about Afia Healing, their website. You can contact Brother Zuhair with any questions that you have. Brother Zuhair, any last message that you want to tell everyone who is watching us today?
I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us the ability to become whole within ourselves, that we don't have to rely on outsiders. We don't have to rely on the system. There is so much power that Allah has given us that if we were able to start peeling the layers away, that we truly can become superhumans. Okay, and this is ultimately what Allah wants, is that through this process of identifying, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man arafa nafsahu, faqad arafa rabbahu." The one who knew himself gets to know his Lord. So inshallah, this is our want and desire, that through our physical illnesses and mental, you know, blockages that we have, as we deal with them and we come to a level of closure, does our ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase through that, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, Brother Zuhair. It was a pleasure talking to you today. And inshallah, we'll have your information and we'll share it also with our audience on our newsletter. And may Allah bless you for all of this help that you're giving the community, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rab. May Allah accept. Jazakallah khair for having me.
Thank you, Brother Zuhair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for everyone for attending. Assalamu alaikum.